T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to Maloney, Poirier, and Mago. It is Wednesday at 3 o'clock, which means it's time to talk to the great Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, who is brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Dan Orlovsky. Dan, outstanding weekend for you. You were the absolute winner, and admit it, when Jimmy G stepped out of the end zone, you had to enjoy that.
It was amazing. My wife and kids, my kids didn't have school on Monday, so they had some friends over and sleeping over. They were watching a movie at that late at night, and I was outside watching the game, kind of watching tape at the same time, and it happened, and I went running inside, and I was like, babe, you got to come outside. And she looked at me like, what the heck's wrong with you, dude? And I was like, you got to come outside. She's like, what? I was like, Jimmy Garoppolo just stepped out of the end zone. I'm not alone. So it was one of those moments, man, like, super funny. Obviously, feel bad for Jimmy. I've been there, all that. But I'm not going to lie. It's nice to have some kind of company.
It was nice. And you obviously having fun with it on Twitter as well. All right, let's get to the Patriots, because I am curious on how you would judge that game from one Mac Jones. Early on, he made some big runs. There were some big throws. He's pushing it downfield. Then the interceptions and turnovers come into play. How would you look at that game from him?
That's sloppy, frustrating, forced. You know, those are the three words I wrote down in my notes. Sloppy, frustrated, and forced. And the two latter ones are probably the most, you know, you're going to have sloppy games here or there. I haven't seen a ton from Mac. The frustrated and forced are the two that kind of stood out to me that, you know, we've kind of intimated on this show a little bit, and that it started to feel that way at moments, certainly since the preseason or the first couple of weeks, and it showed itself Sunday. I also say this, you know, the interception that bothers me the most is the one in the red zone that happens on third and goal, and he just throws it up. That is so not a Mac Jones play. You know, Mac is so many things, good and bad, but he ain't reckless, and he ain't lazy, and he's not unprepared. And that's what that play looked like to me. Just, hey, third and goal, here comes pressure, they trade it off, and I'm just going to throw it up in the air. You know, and it was very much so, you didn't expect that. You didn't expect the defense to do that. And if they did it, you didn't know how to adjust, or you didn't have a plan of how to adjust expectation-wise. And that was probably the most disheartening one decision for me from Mac.
So, Dan, I've been glad you brought that play up, because I've been battling people with this one for a while, because I look at that, and then you can sit there and say, okay, well, he shouldn't have thrown it. He should have known better. That was reckless. I look at him on the sideline, and the TV crew, you know, the Fox crew, they pick up on it, and he's yelling cover four, and he's cursing, which leads me to believe, when I watch the tape again, Devontae Parker getting hemmed up at the line of scrimmage, thinking, looking over his inside shoulder instead of running a locked corner, makes me believe that he felt like he got screwed. Like, they all agreed that they saw the same thing, and then he's the one taking the blame for throwing the route that everyone knew was supposed to be thrown. How do you read it? Do you read it at all that way?
Totally. And here, and my reason, and a lot of my thesis, or not thesis, but thoughts on Mac is, no one's more prepared than him on that offense. No one is. I trust the things that he are. And the reality is, everyone's got to get on his page, you know, and you got to make sure that you're seeing it the same way. But I trust the things that he is seeing way more than the assumption of the others. And, you know, the defense kind of trades it off coverage wise. And that's where Mac's starting to think one thing and another thing happens. And it goes back to this, like, Mac, but also, like, the Patriot offense, it's never just looks so, you know, maybe I don't want to say never. I remember the Toms last year very much so having these same thoughts of everybody's on different pages. You know, Tom's seeing one thing, receivers are seeing another thing. It's just so very unlike them.
Dan, going back to something you said to us a couple weeks ago, was that you didn't really believe in a quarterback regression. Even before the injury that Mac suffered, What do you attribute these mistakes or these very uncharacteristic plays from Mac as we know him? What do you attribute that to?
So number one, I 100% believe it's attached to frustration. Number two, I 100% believe it's attached to doubt. Number three, I 100% believe it's attached to lack of clarity. Listen, Mac Jones threw the ball 600 times at Alabama. He threw 7 interceptions. He threw the ball almost 600 times last year. I believe he threw 8 interceptions in his last 11 games. So we're talking about a player that we have this massive body of data over, and we can unequivocally say over that body of data, this guy knows exactly what last year, know what to do with the ball, when to do it, how to throw it, and where it should go, and then why. I mean, as good as you could ask for from a young player, and now all of a sudden that's gone. Now all of a sudden he's become a giveaway guy, a turnover machine. You know, that just it doesn't happen when you continue to put in the work. If Mac was this guy that had this and became lazy, and we've heard reports of lack of preparation, then I could sit here and correlate the two. But that just doesn't happen unless he's frustrated with the things that are going on offensively. He understands that there's very little tie to them. There is. There's very little tie. And I said this past week. Last year when play calls happened, Mac Jones knew exactly why that play call was happening. Exactly why. I know why Josh is calling it. And right now he's going, why are we calling this play? You know, like, why is this play getting charged? And trying to figure it out. Like, why did he call that one?
All right, so we're talking to Dan Orlovsky, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't know if you saw this, either the transcript or the sound, or you heard the sound from Michael Lombardi from the GM Shuffle, where, and I'm going to paraphrase because it's kind of long, and we're going to actually discuss this next after we get off the phone with you. But he went into this long dissertation about, you know, like what the problems are, and it always kept leading back to turnovers, and he kept saying, well, you know, they move the ball, so it must be something. And yeah, I know that the offensive coordinator, it may be an issue, but you can't turn the ball over. It seems like he's blaming Mac for everything, which I have an issue with because I'm just listening to you. You're talking about frustration and irritation and lack of trust. That comes from coaching. So I don't understand why, like, Mac is being blamed for all these issues, and he's taking it like a champ.
Yeah, so it's right, the position naturally, number one, you get more blame than you deserve. I can tell you this, like the sailed interception the other day, that's 100% frustration. I mean, it's 100% frustration. The one that we just talked about in the red zone, it's 100% not being prepared for it and doubting what you're seeing and not being convicted about it.
Well done, well done. He's Dan Orlovsky. What?
I'm going to hear him talk.
Is he trying to defend himself?
I'm going to go get into Keyshawn's behind right now.
All right, listen, we appreciate it. He's Dan Orlovsky. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate talking to you every single Wednesday. Have a good day.
Just remember, guys, the next quarterback in the AFC East that doesn't play for the Jets that Keyshawn says is good will be the first.
We appreciate it.
Still hope.
All right, there it is. Dan Orlovsky. I like that. Keyshawn's right next to him. Yeah. And he admitted, he's like, yeah, I do. I still think he's better than Brian. Yeah, Brian always better. Oh, they have TV coming up together?
Yeah, they're on at 4:00.
I feel like, you know, also we have an out of context Dan Orlovsky. Just saying.
Really?
Anybody else picked up on that?
All right, we might have to visit that during the break.
When we come back, we'll do
Lombardi stuff.
Yeah, when we come back, Christian asked a question. Mike Lombardi had some comments to make of what he sees from the New England Patriots, and I don't think you're going to be surprised of who he blames for it. You'll hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.